said, y'all meet me in the woody swamp later. We'll take old Lucius' money and we'll feed him to the alligators. They found the old man out in the back with a shovel in his hand. 13 rusty mason jars that just dug up out of the sand. And they all went crazy and they beat the old man and they picked him up off the ground. Threw him in the swamp and stood there and laughed as the black water sucked him down. Then they turned around. There's a spot in the yard in the back of that shack where the ground is always wet. And on the sunrise, the moon's right down by that dark footpath. You can hear the young men scream. You can hear the old man laugh.
If you ever go back in the woods one day, you better not go at night. There's things out there that men really want to make a strong man die to ride. Things that crawl, things that fly, things that creep around on the ground. And they say the ghost of the loser's play.
Friday the 13th, part 3, is a promotional 45. Came out in 1983. Listening to in the background, I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. You listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. If you are enjoying tonight's Halloween show, and I gotta tell you, we are having a great time playing it for you. Well, if you missed any part of tonight's show, well, you can hear it again tomorrow at 1:30 a.m. in the morning after Viva La Mock, after the Mockster plays the best of country, indie, power pop, punk. He puts on a great show, and at midnight does the Midnight Mock. Tune in for that every week. 1:30 in the morning, replay of tonight's show, and again Sunday, after the Steeler victory at 10 a.m., 10 p.m.
Same thing, either one. People will still be interested either way. 10 a.m., 10 p.m.
10 p.m. replay, courts in session. So, brother,
yes,
Halloween
sir.
Show.
Yes, sir.
We're about to play a little live request for some Blue Oyster Cult. We were talking horror movies earlier in the evening. What's your favorite horror movie? And you know what? I'm not even going to limit to your favorite horror movie.
Right.
Give me a few of your absolute favorites.
Well, ironically, I'm not a big horror movie fan. I'm known to be quite timid and jumpy at the store, if you will. A little scared. Some of the metal covers scare me, if you will. But I'm getting better. You know, after being on this planet for so long, I'm getting a little better. But my favorite quote unquote horror movie would probably be the second live-action Scooby-Doo movie. I can't remember that. I love that one. I think that's great. That's enough horror for me for now, right there. You know, getting a little older, I don't want to be scared as much. Or
there you
scared
go.
At all.
There you go, ladies. If you're out with Dodgeball Danny, you know, no scary movies.
Yeah, no. I mean, my baby can like the spooky movies, and I will put on a brave face, but I'm good. But what about you, sir? What is your favorite horror movies? What are some of your favorites?
Well, I said earlier, I'm a huge Vincent Price fan. As a matter of fact, one of my hobbies, I collect original Vincent Price movie posters. But it's so hard. Last Man on Earth is terrifying, and kind of we went through some of that with COVID. The Abominable Dr. Fives, Omen 1 or 2. And when it comes to the between Jason Michael Myers or Freddy, I'm a Jason guy, and I loved Jason X, Jason in Outer Space. Don't send the angry emails.
Don't at us.
I love it. I don't care. Jason X was great.
That's right. And I'm a fan of Jason's, too, that being my proper real name, but we won't get into that. We'll keep that some secrets for later, you know what I mean? Well, yeah, those are all great choice. Vincent Price, amazing.
Oh, yeah. Man, what an actor.
Yeah, in the Michael Jackson video for Thriller, of course.
Right,
yeah,
right, yeah. Right. And my, I read his autobiography, like, Michael didn't give him his dues with what he did in that video, but life goes on.
Yeah, iconic part. I mean, that song's not the same without it. The video's definitely not the same without the Vincent Price.
Oh, you're so right. Talking with Dodgeball Danny from Attic Records. Yes, join us tonight for the Halloween special. This is going out to Kim and Shadyside. This is BOC, classic BOC. Don't Fear the Reaper.
Fear the reaper, when the sun arrives. By day, the bat is cousin to the mouse. He likes the attic of an aging house. His fingers make a hat about his head. His pulse beat is so slow, we think him dead. He loops in crazy figures half the night among the trees that face the corner light. But when he brushes up against a screen, we are afraid of what our eyes have seen. For something is amiss or out of place when mice with wings can wear a human face.
The Velvet Ribbon.
the background by request, world's greatest rock and roll band, with a perfect song. Going out to
Sally, who I believe was, she said she was from Monroeville, but if you're not Sally, that one goes out to you wherever you are. Happy Halloween. We love you.
Wherever you are.
Wherever you are.
Sympathy for the Devil coming from the Bridges to Babylon CD.
Yes, sir.
This is the Gold Stars. This is new from the Gold Stars. I Frankenstein You.
Thanks for having me tonight, DJO. Appreciate you.
There we go. That sounds more like it.
There it is.
So big thank you, Dodgeball Danny, joining me tonight. Oh,
thank you. Thank you. And also, quick thank you, John from Squirrel Hill. We didn't get that right, Alice Cooper on, but threw some Alice Cooper on for you. Thanks, buddy. Thanks for listening. And thank you,
EJ. Teenage Frankenstein. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's that time. A court's in session is now. Court's adjourned. I'm thirsty. And I'm going to follow my doctor's orders and go hydrate. Want to remind you, take care of each other. Be kind to each other. And be proud to be American. Let's get back together next Thursday night at 8. This is Dodgeball Danny and EJL signing off. Good night, Pittsburgh.
Good night. Thank you.
Good evening, Pittsburgh. Thank you for tuning in to Liquid Means Rewind, only on WRCT 88.3 FM. Tonight we have a special guest in the building, Kelly Delaney, aka my mother. She's in the house tonight. Do you want to get on the mic, introduce yourself?
Hello, Pittsburgh. Thanks for joining us.
You heard it there, folks. Thanks for joining us. I have had my mom, in celebration of her birthday, which is tomorrow on Halloween, select a handful of songs here. Not a handful, a couple handfuls of songs here. And we're going to run through those and we're going to play them. So the first one you heard tonight was George Benson, Turn Your Love Around. And then we just finished You Are the Sunshine of My Life by Stevie Wonder. Next up, we have Lonely Teardrops by Jackie Wilson. Thank you for tuning in.
My heart is crying, crying. Lonely teardrops. My pillow never dried. Lonely teardrops. Come home. Oh,
cause I'm a love man.
My father, too bold. Maybe I'm just like my mother. She's never sad.
So that was When Doves Cry by the one, the only Prince. And that's an all-time classic, of course. And my mom has a cool story to tell about whenever she saw Prince. So you can talk into the mic now.
Sure. So I was telling Kingston that when I was getting these songs together, I was thinking about stuff that I was listening to when I was growing up, that I was really starting to love music. And I was thinking about this song in particular because me and my dad, Brian, we went to see Prince perform at the Civic Arena back in 1997, 1998, something like that. Nobody really knew that he was coming. And so it was kind of like nobody really knew what was happening with it. And nobody wanted to go with me. So I went with my dad. We had a blast. It was the best show either of us had ever seen. Still to this day is the best concert I've ever been to. Larry Graham and Graham Central Station opened for him, which was really, really fun. And then Prince came on and just was just a knockout from start to finish. And when he played When Doves Cry, it was like getting near the end of the show. And it was when things were really starting to reach a fever pitch and people really started just losing their minds. And my dad was dancing and, you know, we were just, it was a great moment. It was like definitely a highlight reel for sure.
That's awesome. Thank you for sharing that with the people.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that was When Doves Cry by Prince. Up next for Yinz, we have got Killing Me Softly by the Fugees. Thank you for listening.
Strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
Yo,
yeah.
This is why Clef Refuge cries well. Little bass sitting up here on the bass. While I'm on this roast, I got my girl L. One